I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby. I love when he does that.
Go ahead.
I know you probably want to talk a little bit before we start anything. So go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to show everybody, because everybody's been asking where has DNA. So first off, shout out to everybody. They've been asking me about the tour, so put it up, please. The tour is the first one. So the tour right there is a 25-city tour for everybody to see, starting in Florida and ending in Las Vegas.
That is so cool.
So what happens is with this, and again, my name got spelled wrong.
That's okay.
But again, everybody out there, definitely, let me just give a quick shout out.
Okay.
I want to give a big shout out to my man, Showtime. Showtime hit me up. Energetic. We got a big tour right now. It's called the Breaking Record Tour. Breaking Record Tours with our 25 DJs from the major cities coming out. Like, when the artists come out, they come and see a known DJ that's basically in there. And the DJ basically goes inside the club, breaks their records. They have interviews with them inside radio shows as well, because this is to promote the artists and to really push the artists in the 25 tour.
Because
not a lot of people have that. So big shout out to everybody over there. And another one, let's get to the second one, please. So we got right then and there, everybody want to see. This is the new inquiries right here, but we got way more. We actually just got into a station inside Toronto, Canada. We're going to be every Sunday, 8 to 9, we will be on Toronto.
12:80 a.m. in Toronto, Canada.
So right then and there, everybody asks me about the schedule all the time.
There's the schedule.
We have way more now, but there's some of the schedule right there.
I think we got about 3 pages full, but, you know, just to give you an idea,
let's give them the whole one.
Okay, there we go.
See, right then and there, the whole one. Everybody asks us how many stations we're on. We don't even know. Some stations ain't even in there. But this is live right now. The DNA show is going to be in Canada. It's going to be live in Canada, and it's going to be on... And this station right now is being basically the show. Big shout out to everybody in New Mexico. Big shout out to everybody in Denver, Colorado. Big shout out to everybody in San Francisco. And big, big shout out to everybody watching us inside Washington, D.C. And the Bronx, baby.
Oh, yeah, the Bronx. That's a pretty cool
shout out to the Bronx Net on here.
We've created this arsenal, not just in the U.S., but also in other countries.
TTTV inside Turkey. What up? You already know we on here right now, too. So everybody in Turkey, give me a clap up for Turkey, because we got Turkey.
We got Turkey. It's not ham.
We got Turkey. We got Brazil. Hold up. People don't understand this. We got Brazil. Yes, we do.
We got Brazil.
And one of my favorite stations, and everyone's going to think I'm crazy for saying this. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We got the Bahamas.
Oh, my God.
Put it up right here.
Seriously? Oh, my God. We have the Bahamas.
Yeah, and Jamaica, too, but you already know.
Okay, so.
Shout out to Jamaica. Love y'all. Just playing.
You are just full of excitement today.
Yeah, because everyone's going to get mad. Love, huh? Love y'all in Italy.
We're already in Greece, though, right?
Yeah.
We're already in Greece.
Listen, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, gosh.
Boys and girls, I am DJ Worldwide.
Gosh, here we go. You know what? You are getting too full of yourself lately, okay? But anything else do you want to shout out before I can just, like, talk about our upcoming guest before commercial break? Or
no, because I go bipolar and start flipping out on the Knicks, so I don't want to do it.
We are not going to talk about the Knicks.
Brunson! I'm sorry.
That is totally unacceptable behavior from you. Okay. We are
shout
not
out
talking
to
about
the Pacers.
No.
And
yeah,
good
shout
job.
Out to the Indiana Pacers. You know what? DJ Manny, I know.
He won again.
And I'm not going to hear the end of it.
I'm done. But you're going to lose against Thunder. I mean, you're going to do all right against Thunder.
Okay. So with
Shea Alexander, baby.
Okay. So with that said, can I go on now?
Yeah, next stop.
Okay, good. So I just want to say that after the commercial break, we are going to bring to you live a musician. It's an ensemble. And we're going to speak to the leader of the pack, Barry LaFroy. So after the commercial break, stay tuned because he's coming right up. So watch, baby.
Eres bella, tus ojitos me iluminan. Aunque no quiera, no quiera, me tiene loco en la cabeza. Cuando tus fotos no las he borrado y tus besitos no los he olvidado. Eres bella, I think about you all the time. But it's been 2 years now since I last saw you. Y no saliste.
Welcome to Paradise Content Creation Studios, where your creativity finds its perfect home. Imagine a space where innovation meets inspiration at every corner. Our state-of-the-art facilities are designed to transform your ideas into extraordinary realities. Whether you're crafting cinematic masterpieces or viral content, we have it all covered. Join a community of creators who dare to dream and push the boundaries of possibility. With cutting-edge technology and a passionate team, your projects are destined for greatness. Step into a realm where every detail is meticulously crafted for your success. At Paradise Content Creation Studios, unleash the power of your imagination and watch it soar.
Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, let me introduce this guest, okay?
Okay.
LaFroy, it says here, it blends country rock and orchestral string arrangements complete with two drummers, full rock band and string section. And we're going to learn a little bit more about them right now. So please welcome to the show, Barry LaFroy. Hello, hello.
Hi.
I did pronounce the name correctly, right?
You did. Perfect. Okay.
All right, I just wanted to make sure.
I'm so shocked.
No, you know what? Because, you know, LaFroy, it could be like French or something, it sounds like, you know, LaFroy.
Is it?
Well, it is. It's French and it's Irish.
Oh, my God. I was just kidding, but it just sounded like that to me, you know, LaFroy. You know, it sounds like a divine wine or something, you know, like LaFroy. You want some of LaFroy, you know? Anyway, don't mind me. But the thing is that I told you I was reading up about you. Now, I mean, I can't, you know what it is? I don't even know where to begin with you. Because you got history here, and because it said about your son, who's also Barry, right? Mm-hmm. And his close friends, Paul Susanka and Kevin Wallace, they began working on a project, and Barry Sr. was acting as executive producer, diagnosed with diabetes, and is passionate about making a contribution to research. I mean, the things that I was reading about you, Barry.
She gets excited. That's a good cough.
He just makes me.
Why every time that you get excited, you do that?
I always cough when I get excited. I always get excited. But it's just the things that you have done and that I've seen that you've done with this whole entire ensemble. It's just, you know, give us the background as how it all formulated from the beginning.
Yeah, okay. So I go back many years as a bass player, and I played bass back in the early 70s and put it down for a while. And my son and his friend Paul, they were doing, I think it was called hardcore metal, and him and Paul and Kevin. And I grabbed him aside, and my son I heard him do a song that he actually did for his girlfriend at the time. And he sang, he had a wonderful voice. Yeah. I said, listen, let's try something different.
Okay.
So we sat there and we started off with a cover of Knocking on Heaven's Door. Mm-hmm. But we sat there and we rocked it. I said, I want something that's powerful, and I want all of our stuff to send positive messages. Mm-hmm. And when we sit there and take this to the stage, I want something, because I was inspired by, I know that you had a guest, Chris, from Trans-Siberian Orchestra on your show. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want it like a Trans-Siberian kind of a show when right. we do that. But that's the basics, how we started out on it. And I mean, there's so much more to it.
I know. You know what it is, too? That's what I was going to compare you to, because with all the ensemble that you have and some of the work that I've actually viewed on YouTube with you guys, you reminded me of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? It's the impact of the music that you guys do. And you also do, you had started with covers and you kind of switched it up a bit, because I read about there was the first song that you guys did. I'm trying to remember now in my notes that you guys did that was a cover of a song, and it was phenomenal. It was like one of the very first projects that you guys did.
Well, as I said, Knocking on Heaven's Door was the first. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to think of what we put out next. We did some originals, Another Day, Mexican Getaway.
Right.
Let's see. There's quite a few, as you know.
But see, that's where I compare you with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Because we had the pleasure of Chris Caffrey on the show. He was phenomenal. Yes. But we actually went to go see the show for the very first time. Now, I've known Trans-Siberian Orchestra forever, but I just never went to one of their concerts. And we had the pleasure of going there to see them. And that kind of reminds me of what you guys did, because they did their own spin on Christmas. You know,
exactly. They were a huge inspiration for us. And the idea that they did the spin on Christmas, and also that they took the classics and Beethoven and Bach and sat there and rocked it. And I sat there and I wanted to do that. I wanted music that you sat back and listened to and go, what are the instruments that I'm listening to in this?
Right.
And surprising people, and something so that, you know, if you sat there and you were 80 years old and you heard it, you go, hey, I like that. Mm-hmm. And we've had comments. There was, I love classic rock. They did our cover of Knocking on Heaven's Door, and it had I forget, 400,000 or 500,000 views. And, right. You know, the comments, I was responding to them myself. And, you know, one guy, what we did, we put a little bit of rhyme in it, or rap, if you like. And just a mild bit. And the guy said, well, you know, I didn't think much of the rap in it, but my 15-year-old son loves it. And I thought, well, if I can sit there and you like the song and your son likes it, and I can bring people together through music, I think that's what it's about. That was a great project. And, the running with dual drummers, it just... Getting the timing right on that is always tricky, and it makes it more powerful. I love the sound.
You know, because I was also reading that you also have a number of Grammy Award winners in this ensemble. Josh Fries?
Yeah, Josh, he did drums on some of the stuff here. And Josh just came off the road from Foo Fighters.
Oh, wow. And,
And Josh is on, we did a cover of Blind Melon's No Rain. He's on that. He's on quite a few of them.
Oh, God. And then you got Ron Block. He's a Grammy-winning banjo player known for
Ron
his
work. Block. Ron Block, I met him through his father, Chuck. And we lived in Lake Elsinore, California for quite a few years. And Chuck is a local... guy who puts guitars together and tunes them up for you. And Ron is actually with Alison Krauss, and he still is. And he does banjo and guitar work for Alison. They're touring right now. Great guy. You can hear him on just about everything that we've done. Most prominent on Mexican Getaway.
Oh, I mean, it's just like the list of Grammy here. Grammy Award winners here. Jeff Babko collaborated with James Taylor, Frank Ocean, Neil Young.
Wow.
And Jeff Babko, you can, he's 22 years. You can see him every night on Jimmy Kimmel Show. And also,
really? He was with the,
yeah.
Yep. And he was with the touring band for.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
He was with the touring band for Toto for a couple of years too. And
Toto. Oh, I like Toto. I remember Toto.
I was going to say that too, because when he mentioned him, I'm like, he's on the Tonight Show.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because okay. I always remember, like, when you see it, they do shout out the names.
Oh.
He's one of the names.
I did not know that. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, well, you know what? At the end of the day,
I'm just saying.
I watch everything. When I see it, I was like, Jeff Bezos.
I'm just saying, I don't watch Jimmy. But then you, okay, now you have Tim Pierce, legendary guitarist who played with Michael Jackson and Bon Jovi.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's also Eric Clapton, he's played with George Harrison. Tim Pierce, fantastic guy, just a huge, huge artist.
I mean, you have an ensemble of great people, and I don't know how to explain it, because it was just like, even just
masterpiece.
Yeah, they're masterpiece makers here.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
And they take. When I heard one of the songs that we're gonna listen to, I thought of the Mamas and the Papas.
Let's hear it, man.
Can we hear one of the songs right now?
Let's get it, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we hear one of the songs? Is that okay?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Okay, I want to hear Back Home.
Let's hear Back Home, ladies and gentlemen.
Back Home.
Daddy led me to the spot where granddaddy used to sit. He said, around here we learn to take things slow. Cause outside the world moves fast with no direction where to go. Bathroom.
You see, that's the type.
Insane.
See, that is the type of thing that you watch and you listen to, and it kind of just takes you back home.
Ladies and gentlemen that's watching this, all the artists that are watching this, that's what you need to be making a product like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because to me, that is something that I would buy. That was something that, like, when you would hear that kind of music, that's something you would hear in a sitcom. That's something that you would hear on, like, a movie or something right. like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a great song. It's something that, to me, when I hear that, I'm going, man, that's a great feeling. It's something that music is really missing nowadays.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. You know?
Nah, because I hear a lot of records, right? And when I hear a lot of the records and people give it to me, they don't have a full product. Like, to me, that's a product.
Yeah,
because it's a beautiful visual. I like the church. I like it to make it feel like, hey, this is great. And then the music is just authentic. Like, yeah. The music is original.
And you hear everything. You hear the strings. You hear the drum. You know, you hear everything.
Yeah, it's not computerized.
It's not computerized.
No. I'm glad you both liked it. And, you know, we wanted the lyric video to show more of the idea of being back home and important. That's what the dog scream. We felt we could show more from the lyric video than the video of the band. And it's the idea of just, as I said, being back home and how important and how good it feels. And if the song makes you feel good, we've done what we want.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it made me feel like I was back home.
No, it made me feel like a real, like, you know, like a family kind of, like, it made me feel like one of them. And I know this sounds not crazy, but it made me feel like one of them old sitcoms.
Really?
Like before you would watch it and you would go see it, the visual is right in front of you. And it just felt so good. It didn't. But nowadays, and I don't want to hurt any artists' feelings, anybody's feelings, because I got a lot of artists that watch me independently. It sounds the same. It just doesn't have that feel.
Yeah.
That made me like, okay, all right, great. You can just keep listening to it. Great lyrics. Great hook,
yeah.
Great visual, like, you know.
But let me just say one thing again, and I will say it every time.
That's the difference between, again, a rookie and a pro.
Okay, but you know what? Let me tell you, the pros that we're getting are from Howiewood.
Shout out to Howiewood.
Okay.
Hey, Howie. We love Howie.
Yeah, you know, Howie is a gem of a man. And the funny thing is that once we started collaborating with him, I mean, we've had artists on the show. We're not saying that, you know, we've had artists, but the quality of artists is different than just having artists. Do I make any sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm trying to make sense.
No, what she's basically trying to say is, since we met him, the music has been amazing, because now you're actually starting to see real artists all across the country coming together. Yeah. And real quick question now. And this is what I wanted to ask you too. That song, is it on Media Base? On the charts?
Right? Yes, it is.
What is it ranking?
It's Stallion Records.
Stallion Records?
Stallion.
No, I said, what is it ranking? Like one,
I don't know. I don't know what it ranked. Okay. And I'm trying to think if we did. Hold on a minute, Danny. I might have to correct myself. I don't think we did that on Media Base, because we released that more to Music Row and to the non-reporting stations and overseas.
No. The non-reporting stations could be to you're talking about, like, because people don't realize neither. There's a lot of stations that report to Media Base. But they're not on the published level. They're on another different chart. So
right. You
got the other chart. But usually anybody that goes on, like, any of these stations too, man, usually, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even on the DNA show or anything that you say, usually has, like, you know, like a Media Base presence somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm not definitely sure where to get there, but Danny.
That is so dope, bro. That is so dope.
You're like number 10 on the charts in Europe. They loved us in Belgium, in the UK.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what charts are you on?
Because I'm sorry? Hear.
What charts are you on? What did you say? Where'd you hit?
There are some hot disk charts, some European charts over there. There's a few different ones. And I'm not sure which ones they are, Danny. I mean, I want the people to love our music. chart listings are great. I do watch them. Yeah, and I do get a tingle when I see them climb the charts. it doesn't mean as much as
those. International. People don't listen. The thing about it is people don't realize international. That's where a lot of times I feel like I get the most push when I DJ. International. Yes. So international inside Germany. Shout out to music. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
Union. Urban. Music. Live. That's the Germany. The people over in Germany that we have in Berlin.
Yeah.
That be spinning our record all over. You can definitely see too. I don't know if you know Spotify charts. Do you know Spotify charts?
Mm-hmm.
Apple. Apple spins. You ever see that?
I haven't seen the charts for them, no.
So when you go on your Apple artist to play, right, you're going to see it, and it's going to show you a whole list of a lot of people should be looking this up as artists as well. Mm-hmm. You're going to see where you played because Apple only has the top stations that are basically the top stations and stuff like that that are monitored by Apple. So they got a lot of terrestrial stations. They got a lot of FM stations. So it's a lot of good stuff. Definitely check into that. But I love it that you guys wanted to really push it to the international level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really do love that.
And as I said, I get comments back on reports from where it's been played, like in Berlin, Denmark, the UK, Ireland, and Scotland, and so on and so forth. And they love us over there. I mean, just... It's funny. Some of the stuff, it took a while for them to warm up to the Lafroy sound. And then after that, they just really embraced us. And I'm really happy and appreciate their love for us over there.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's just like we say this all the time, too. A lot of times, like we're in New York, right? And we don't get as much love in New York as we do everywhere else.
Funny how that is. Yeah.
It's just the way of life. It's like really weird sometimes, but it's like I get more messages from out of state and out of the country than I do from my own hometown.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what they have until they lose it.
Well, but it's just
but you know what I mean? Like I go up to young artists, right? And I go, yo, what's up? And they go, oh, Mr. Worldwide, how are you? Mr. DJ, yo, you gonna play my record? I'm like, what? I'm like, first off, how are you?
Yeah,
like,
how are you? Good.
Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, well, can we get a record on? And it's funny because they go, yo, so how did I get my record on Hot 97 to Pad 15? I say, yo, I'm out.
We're out.
Because
I just find the love everywhere
shout
else.
Shout out to them, though.
Okay,
shout we just Drew.
Love it. And you
shout
know what? Self. I love Germany and you know, Greece, Italy.
Yeah, but they show the most support. Like, you're in Greece, right? When you're in Germany, correct?
Yeah,
in Italy. Italy, Germany. Italy loves us. We've been invited over there to do concerts and shows.
Where?
I don't know. Nick from...
It's okay. It's okay. Because you know what's funny, too? When people ask me the question, too, because we got a station too that we work with Italy, I said, I don't.
Yeah,
but, you know, so I was like, it's like I understand it. Only reason why I know a lot of the German stations because they written like they send me something and it goes okay Berlin, you know what I mean, or it says what's the other one? Not German, but Australia. It says Cindy on there, and then Sydney. I look for Sydney, and then I look and it has this weird written thing in Italian. I'm like, I can't read that.
Really. No, you couldn't read that. No.
And I look at the comments that we get from Germany, Italy, and all that, and how they love us. And we did a radio tour down in New Zealand back a couple of years ago. New Zealand and Australia love us.
Yeah.
But,
I love you too, but I'm in New York. But
well, I
live in Australia, so if that counts. But you know what I've noticed, what I wanted to say was back in the day when I used to go to Greece, you know, on a vacation, right? Every year I would go for like a couple of months and go see my family over there, right? Whether it was in Greece or in the UK or Australia. Now, one thing I always noticed is the music that was playing there were from artists here, and they still weren't even being played here yet. So I would come back, right? I would come back from Greece like 2 months later, and I would be playing songs on that time, you know, you had the MP3 player and you had what was that thing called? The Zune, I think it was called Zune. And I would play the songs here and they didn't even have it here yet. A lot of the artists that are played, that you think that are played here first, they're not. They're being played internationally first.
Exactly. And I, like, for example, I know a lot of our stuff, it seems to get released first on Armed Service Radio overseas.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, it just, that's such an honor.
No, it is, because I understand what you're saying, because a lot of times I would come back with certain songs from these groups and stuff, and they were like, "What? Where did you get that from?" And I'm like, "But this is an American artist." And they're playing in Athens, Greece, and nobody knows about it.
You know? What's so weird is I feel like you have more power when you release overseas than what you do in the
States. How so?
Because, again, like, your fan base is going to get more, like, I don't care what anybody says, and he'll agree with me. If I go to you right
now, don't
and I
agree
go,
with him, Barry. Go hold ahead.
On. Barry, if I go to you right and I go, I got a station out of the country, right? What's the first thing you're going to say to me? Like, oh, where? International in London?
Oh,
this is great.
That's nice.
Then me going, I got a local station over here inside LI right now, and it's playing like a couple of hits. Everyone's going to be like, what do you want more? Do you want more power? I feel like there's more power in the UK.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you, Danny. I'm sorry. Athena, I have to agree. And it's like you're embraced more over there, what you were saying, Athena. And it seems that it'll spread faster over there. And Danny, you feel more embraced over there. Sorry, that's how it is.
The funny thing too is, right, she doesn't even realize, and I'm gonna drop a ball right now on her.
Okay, drop a ball. Just don't on my head.
And she doesn't even realize that she's in India, right? India shows DNA show, and I'm gonna show you this in a little bit, more love than anything in the US.
Are you serious?
Yes, 91.1. Shout them out. Much love to y'all.
Exactly, but don't get us wrong. We love the people that listen to us in America and Canada.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm trying to say is, because, you know, my listeners understand what I say. What I'm saying is, when you go out of the country most of the time, it's a different type of push.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No diss to anybody in Canada, because I know Canada's listening to me right now. Much love to y'all in Canada. And much love to my U.S. So when y'all listening, don't be like writing hate mail.
We're going to get some hate mail now.
Nah, they love it. Do you know what's funny? Everybody be giving us more love when we say something slick. Mm. They hear the stuff like, yo, I love that. And it's like, why would you lie? I'm not even trying to diss you. I'm just talking like a New Yorker.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So, but my thing is, I just feel like India always shows great love. Africa always shows great love independently. Greece.
The UK, Greece, Italy. Okay, so they show more love. So you know what?
America, the Caribbean, you too. Step Shout up out to your, the Caribbeans.
The America's got to, like, step up their game a little bit. With
no,
the love.
They don't.
Show us the love, America. Show us
more love once in a while. No, it's they not do. A bad thing.
Like, Texas shows good love.
Mm-hmm.
New York, not really. I'm sorry, New York. Sometimes
Texas,
I got to throw you in. No,
ooh,
I'm playing.
Atlanta.
Miami.
Mm-hmm. And now Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, sweet home Alabama.
That's crazy. Alabama. I don't have one in Alabama. I have one in.
Oh, now you're going to get him to go to station from Alabama. Watch this. Here we go.
Yeah.
By the way, I've got to share this with you. It's Sweet Home Alabama. You know, in the song, it says Muscle Shoals has the Swampers.
Okay.
Do you guys know what the Swampers are?
No.
Okay. Well, the Swampers are the studio band that has been famous. They're on everybody's records down here.
Okay.
And our newest song, 5 Days in May.
Right.
We have the Swampers backing us up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Okay. We took the sound from here, from Muscle Shoals, so that Southern rock sound with the Swampers. Then we mixed it in with our guys in California. So we combined both of them to give the sound that gives us the LaCroix sound we wanted.
Is this guy amazing or what? I mean, can you say anything else about this guy?
I want to hear more music.
You want to hear? Music. He wants to hear more music. Check him out. Okay. So we'll play LaCroix 5 Days in May. Let's do it.
so fun. Find the face you've seen a thousand times. Sometimes the world begins to set you up on your feet again. And oh, it wipes the tears from your eyes. How will you ever know the way that circumstances go? Oh, it's gonna hit you by surprise.
See how I'm just sitting here like this?
Excellent.
I know, but you do see how I'm just sitting here just gazing and listening with my headset on. Do you see me, why I'm doing it like this?
Excellent.
It's excellent. It's just like you're sitting there going, yeah. You know, well, it's just
here's a lovely voice behind that song. My wife Leslie.
That is the one that we were talking about before when yes. I asked. She's the one behind that.
Can you do me a favor?
Oh my God.
I love Give her an applause.
Give her big applause. There we go. And I was writing on my piece of paper saying, ask him who sings on that record.
Well, and here's the story behind the song. That song is a cover, and it was originally done by a band called Blue Rodeo out of Canada. Jim Cuddy and that. And I was sitting in with some guys up in Toronto, and we were doing that song, and I sent it back to Leslie. She loved it. And then past that, Leslie saw what I was doing with LaFroy. Right. And she said, you guys are having way too much fun. I want in.
I could see that. That's what she does to me.
I do not do... Well, sometimes, but it's not the point. We're not talking about me. We're talking about Leslie.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's the same kind of connection. Because okay. Again, how did you two, honestly, like, did you two meet from music?
No, not at all. We met on a blind date back quite a few years ago. Some friends lined us up, and it's been wonderful ever since.
Oh, isn't that so great? Can you say the same thing about us?
No, we weren't a blind date.
Oh,
I just blinded her. I just blinded her trying to sell her a car. Somehow she got the whole thing. Like, I don't know.
I love it.
Don't know.
By the way, I never got the car. Just throwing that out there. You know, you want to talk, but
you got three cars because of me, honey.
Yeah, okay. So whatever. So anyway, Leslie has a beautiful voice, because I did Excellent. Write that in my notes saying I want to know who the singer is. Because obviously on Back Home, is that Paul singing on that?
That's Paul singing that. And like Knocking on Heaven's Door, that's my son BJ, or Barry the Second. Right. We call him BJ, but Barry the Second's on a few of them. Paul, I step up to the microphone kind of rarely, and I did a cover of a song from a Canadian band, Edward Bear, called Close Your Eyes. Okay. And so it's kind of a nice, heartfelt song. And Leslie's, you're going to hear more of her. There's a few that we've recorded, and I know you're going to love them.
Look at
and,
this. He gets his wife involved in singing.
I tried. It was terrible. I mean, it was excellent.
I never said. Listen, Barry, I never said I had a voice.
We told her she could rap and do some Milli Vanilli things.
His son can rap. Your son does rap, doesn't he?
He does. And he does rap and he does hardcore. And hardcore metal.
You know, Mr. DJ Angetic over here is a rap artist, correct? You knew that, uh-huh. right? Okay. So we got to get them two together, see what they can do.
Oh.
That would be cool. And then put the country rocking behind. That'd be so cool.
Now, okay. Leslie's previous song to this one that we released was a cover of Katrina and the Waves Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, I love that song. I'm walking on sunshine. Yeah, I know that song.
And it's lively enough, but, you know, we sat there and we brought in Matt Logg on drums on that one as well. And he's drummed for Alanis Morissette and quite a few other great people and that. But we changed the beat up a bit. And I mean, it's a rocking song to start with. But when you get a chance, listen to it. I hope you like it.
Okay. I'm gonna write that down. So what was the name of the song again?
Walking on Sunshine.
Walking on Sunshine, right? Walking on Sunshine. Okay, I got it. Walking on Sunshine. I'm walking on Sunshine with Barry and Leslie.
And we released that under the name It's Lefroy, but it's under Leslie Ann. Leslie Ann Lefroy.
Got it. Okay. So in total with this ensemble, because you got a little bit of everything, right? How many people are involved in this whole ensemble?
Well, you know, we got carried away.
Don't say.
Besides having a full string section, mm-hmm. and then we brought in a horn section.
Right.
And choir, and then we also there are a couple of new releases that'll be coming out. I wanted something just more. I brought in a harp and I brought in a flute, and the harp Ooh. Is so beautiful, Athena. And
yeah,
it's just get ready to hear it coming up. And we'll probably release in a couple of months, but okay. It's the harp is
give
so
me good. It first. Give it me it first.
Okay.
I will break it, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and internationally.
No, but you know,
we'll give it to you first.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think how many songs really include a harp.
First off, I want to say something.
How many?
I like timeless music, and he got timeless music.
Yeah, he does.
I call it universal music.
Yeah, he's got.
Yes.
Yeah, he's and got.
One of the things too is one of the objectives with the Lefroy sound. As I said, we want music that's positive, and
right.
you know, I've my influences in music are everything from the Kroners from the '60s and '70s to rock music like Deep Purple and go on through. But you know, I also like country and western. My right. mom was listening to AM radio and rock music, and my dad was listening to Charlie Pride and Hank Williams and Hank Snow and all that. So I get all those influences, and I liked it all. And so you try getting that and blending it, and I think it comes up with some wonderful sounds.
Yeah.
I know, and they can actually sing. I don't hear autotune burning my ears.
No autotune. No autotune with these guys.
It burns my ears every other day, man.
But you know, they kind of, you know, I grew up with that. But you know what? When I hear your songs, it brings me back, and I don't want to show my age, but it brings me back to a time with like the Carpenters.
Okay.
You know, yes. You know what I'm saying? It's that feel good Coke commercial kind of music.
I was thinking about Three's Company. Now I'm playing Three's
Company. Seriously?
And you said like the Mamas and the Papas and Crosby, yeah. Stills and Nash kind of a sound, right. maybe yeah. in there. You mm-hmm. throw that in. And you know, as I said, some of our artists in that, you take James LeBlanc, who played guitars for us from the Swampers down here on this 5 days of May. But then we threw in Lawrence Juber to add more guitar back in California. Lawrence Juber, are you familiar with that name at all?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Juber was with Paul McCartney and Wings from start to finish.
Oh, wow.
He's a guitar player for them. So you put that sound in. And this, as you said, Athena, that kind of sound that we grew up with. And you put the two and you mix them. You've got like James LeBlanc. He's been with Travis Tritt. He's been with, think of any big country artist. He's played with them. And then you put Lawrence Juber, you put all that together, and the sounds are there. You hear it.
Yeah, and everybody on your ensemble contributes to this whole masterpiece that you make.
I can't. You know, let me tell you something.
It's like a masterpiece.
When I hear it, it's an artist that takes its time. Mm. You know, nowadays you hear everything that's rushed and thrown out. It's like, you making a good meal, right? And these artists nowadays are making takeout. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a 5-course meal, they got takeout. That, because this is, I'm digesting what you're doing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
And he loves to eat, so yeah.
Peep the name worldwide.
First thing I do when we're in the studio and get with the guys, I said, guys, the first thing I want you to do, I want your input. I produce everything, by the way. Okay. I want you to sit there and have fun with this song. I want your input. I want your feel on it. Yeah. And then I sit there after that, go back and go, okay, I want this rocking more. I want this. I want to hear more of that. And to get the sound that I'm after. But the guys usually knock it out of the park. I mean, we just blend it all in. And they have such a great time doing it. I mean, you hear a lot of, the pedal steel. Greg Leese from Jackson Browne does most of the pedal steel on our songs. And you heard that in 5 days in May, and it's just great stuff.
You know, I can't get enough of these two right now. I'm bamboozled with Leslie in 5 days in May.
I love it.
Isn't she wonderful?
She bamboozled me, but Metals. What?
That's everything.
I know. He's not doing any more songs? No, we don't. I got those two. Whoa. We could have had a third.
What happened?
Yeah,
I didn't. I was only given those two. Nothing I can do.
You know, we're gonna do a part two with y'all.
Okay, we're gonna do a part two.
We look forward to it.
Okay, we can. Because
I'm excited. No, I'm really am excited because, again, this is all great musicians, music, everybody from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. Everybody with the artistry has something to do with the industry. Back from the days you can even say from the 70s,
I know,
80s, 90s, 2000s.
But that's the whole thing. The thing is that
previous, like, it's crazy.
They take everything and they combine it and make these.
But that's what music is supposed to be.
I know.
You're supposed to take all the great ingredients and then mix in what you have.
They got the ingredients, baby. They're making great meals.
No, you understand what I'm saying.
What am I going to tell you?
You take all the great ingredients, right? And you put it in a pot. Yeah. You let that pot draw, and then you put yourself in there and put your little ingredients in, and that's what makes it great music.
And I like to say that LaFoy is not just the band. It's a sound.
Right.
And it's where we're sitting, as you're saying, Danny, we put all these different ingredients in with our recipe to make it that sound. So,
Leslie adds a little spice to it. Okay.
He does.
You know what I love from it? I love seeing people excited. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, we don't see that anymore. Nowadays, everybody's so uptight, and everybody doesn't know how to have a good time. Like, this is something I go, okay, I'm having a good time, because it's just a good feeling.
Yeah, I know, baby. I know. It's a good feeling. I get it.
I'm saying, musically-wise, it's a good feeling.
I know.
Thank you both.
It just, you know, we're just blessed at times with some of the people that we get to interview, and you know, it's a good feel song, and it's not even like you're not a band to me. You're a masterpiece. You're an ensemble. I don't look at it as a band, because you're more than a band. You're way more than a band. And I just want to know the recipe.
You'll never know the recipe of an artist.
I just want to know the recipe.
You'll never know the ingredients
that they have. You know,
I think you know what he's doing is tremendous. How he has all of these different band players that played in really big, you know, moments of their lives and moments of music, puts it in and then works it all together. That's definitely gonna make an amazing sound, because all of these people are pros and they're great on their professions, no matter where. Like, play for Michael Jackson. One play for Michael Jackson.
It's crazy. One's,
when I saw Frank Ocean, then I saw Neil Young. I was
Neil Young, Bon Jovi, James Taylor. Okay, but you know what? We've talked enough about that, because there's another thing that I want to touch before we close this.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because the one thing, you see, Danny is also a person who has done good with the music. Okay. Because when he was younger, he started a foundation for anti-bullying, and he used his music as a platform for that. So I also saw about him as well, because they are a big advocate for juvenile diabetes and the foundation. Right. You know, so you can just talk briefly about that real quick. You know, because that also is something that I was very inspired by.
Well, and that started out when we got together with the the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, back when Knocking on Heaven's Door. And we had the foundation, and in our video, you'll see members of the foundation and people that are diabetics in with it. And we just said, any proceeds that we have from all this and this music, from Knocking on Heaven's Door, and that goes to JDRF, and so we want to focus on looking at other foundations that we will also get involved with. I mean, we're all here together. If we can't help each other out, there's something wrong.
See, yeah, that's what I said too, because I also read about that, because you know, Danny, we're obviously in the music industry and stuff like that, because he does put out a lot of music. But at the same token, he also used his music as a platform for something that he was very passionate about, and that was anti-bullying, you know? So it's also great to see people in this industry, not just the love of the music, it's using that also, that musical platform, to help others.
And that's why I started DNA too, DNA Media, for artists to help. We got tired of basically, me being an artist as well, I got tired of watching other people basically just use this as a money pit.
Yeah.
And not really helping artists and pushing artists and getting them there. And it started really getting me annoyed that a lot of talented artists didn't understand the industry or understand how to push their music and get it into platforms that a lot of artists still haven't done it. You know what I mean? So I get really into that. But I started this because I really wanted to make a difference. And that's from the advocacy. And that's for this as well. Is I wanted to start seeing young artists that needed guidance that never had it. Like, I never had guidance to get into this industry. I had to basically hit blind walls, going into dark rooms and knocking myself out, running through brick walls.
Yeah.
You know, to really subscribe it. So when I see something like that, like what you do, I go, man, I got to really commend that, because honest to God, man, I know how it is to be an advocate, and I know how hard it is to really push a cause that you believe in and have the passion to do it. And a lot of the red tape that comes with it, and then a lot of, you know, good that comes with it, because I believe you definitely seen, because of the way that I can see your aura and the way that you are, I could definitely see that it is probably very successful.
Yeah, I think
and,
so.
And you too, you both have wonderful hearts, and you know, I appreciate what you do. Also, Danny, that's a great foundation that you did, and then your thoughts, you guys are awesome.
You're awesome too, man.
You're awesome. I think
Leslie is the most awesome.
We need part two.
Okay. We definitely need part two. And I'm going to play Back Home again when we get into the car, because I love that song so much too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. So if anything, I really I appreciate both of you coming on. The show, Lefroy. I mean, you're just phenomenal people, and we appreciate you coming on and just gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm looking forward to that part two.
You are too.
I want the part two. So just remember, you got to keep in touch. Stay on the line. Don't go anywhere, even after the show ends, because I want to say something to you. Otherwise, again, thank you to Howiewood. Thank you to everybody watching tonight. And we appreciate you, Barry and Leslie. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for DNA Live. And we appreciate you. And have a good night.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Be back next week.
Good night, Danny, Athena. Love you. And love you, everybody.
Aww. See you later.
I love this guy.
See ya.